Today's program was brought to you by Copper and Kings, pure copper pot-distilled American brandy, aged in Kentucky bourbon barrels. For more information, visit copperandkings.com.
Full service.
Service Radio, what's good? This is Jack Inslee, your host. Welcome back to this podcast program on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm happy if you're joining us live, even happier if you're joining us in the future. Tonight we have a very, very special show. There is a TV crew in the studio. They're actually filming a pilot for a TV show as we do this. Some real next level shit. So it's a very special show we've got here tonight. Came as a last minute, very pleasant surprise. We've got Eli Goldstein, who's one half of Soul Clap, legendary Boston-based electronic music duo, and his wife, Andrea Lubrano. Together, they are creating something called the DJ Cookbook, which we will learn all about after the mix. But I don't want to waste any time because we're really anxious to get this music going. We'll talk all about it afterwards. This is a selection of tracks curated by Andrea and mixed by Eli. So definite teamwork happening here. I'm not going to waste any more time. This is Full Service Radio. You are listening to a mix by Eli Goldstein of Soul Clap. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor, followed by the mix and an interview. This is Full Service Radio. Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee, the executive producer of Heritage Radio Network, also the host of Full Service Radio, and I want to talk to you about brandy. I was lucky enough to visit Louisville, and we all know Kentucky is whiskey territory. However, the best thing I had to drink was brandy. I got to visit Copper and Kings Distillery, and they make pure copper pot distilled American brandy, aged in Kentucky bourbon barrels, matured with rock and roll. That's right. Sonic aging. They're playing music to the barrels. The stuff is double distilled, non-chill filtered, unadulterated by bois, sugar, or caramel color. And this stuff is feisty, rambunctious, with a long, smooth finish. The stuff isn't made exactly in the style of an international brandy or a cognac. It's more along the lines of an American whiskey. I can really be honest here and tell you, I'm not just reading you an ad, I'm giving you a tip. American brandy, you're not seeing it everywhere. Copper and Kings is doing it incredibly well. And they're cool people. The distillery is full of incredible art. Like I said, they're playing rock and roll to the barrels. So again, Copper and Kings, pure copper, pot-distilled American brandy, aged in Kentucky bourbon barrels. That's copperandkings.com. Drink it neat, put it in a cocktail, sub it for your brown spirits, experiment, have fun, get funky. This stuff is awesome. Thank you.
Tuesday morning, welcome to the so accompagnata a caro doppio la mia piedi. Vuoi venire a bere un caffè, un grappa, un asti spumante? Sei bellissima, sei bellissima per me. Sei bellissima, ah, sei bellissima per me. You're the key, to emotion. Motion is the key to the sound. Sound is the key to the universe. And the universe has always been around. Freak in the name.
Welcome back to Full Service Radio. Damn, that put me in the mood right there. Mix from Eli Goldstein of Soul Clap. I'm very excited to have listened to that. The studio was definitely bumping. Thank you for that.
Thanks for hosting.
Yeah, no, this is a blast already, and I'm really stoked to talk to the two of you. Basically, what I have in the studio right now is like the food music power couple, which is perfect because this is the food music radio station. So let me do proper introductions right now. The aforementioned Eli Goldstein is one half of Soul Clap. I am actually a huge fan of Soul Clap, very legendary Boston-based house disco funk duo who are also heavily affiliated with Wolf and Lamb. Legendary. And joining him is Andrea Lubrano Sanchez Goldstein. I hope I got that right. Yes. All the names.
Those are my Facebook names.
Okay, perfect.
My name's actually Andrea Lubrano, but I'll take them all.
Okay, we're going with all of them. Andrea is actually a cook.
I am.
And that's really exciting. So you might say to yourself, what are we talking about, food and music? They are both involved in Black Flamingo, which I'm not sure if you've been, if you're a New York listener. Really, really dope spot. Basically, the thesis of it, and I'll let you guys tell it a bit more, but it's sort of this intimate, sophisticated hangout, like an alternative to the big club. So delicious food, delicious music, if you will, and all in the same thing. So why don't we start off quickly by you guys kind of telling the story of Black Flamingo and how that all came about?
Well, Black Flamingo really was, we neither of us were planning on getting into opening a restaurant or club.
Not yet.
You know, it's something that we dreamed about down the line, but we were approached, or I specifically was approached by David Shapiro and Eitan Friedman.
Yep.
Who run Battery Harris, also in Brooklyn. David is an old friend, and he came to me with this idea of opening another venue, because Battery Harris is very summer-oriented, kind of beer garden, to open something that's more year-round and kind of music-oriented. And he had a space in mind and really just needed somebody to be the musical kind of curator for the space. So asked me if I would be interested in that, and it just felt like a really great opportunity, and the timing was perfect. We just had moved to New York, Brooklyn, from Boston, and it just felt like the right time and the right space. It's a really special, intimate kind of basement for the music. Really, only 70, 80 people fit down there, and David's a great business partner. So then, as things developed, Andrea became the food curator as well. So
I piggy banked on that whole relationship.
So when you say you're curating, basically like you're booking acts or kind of overseeing that whole department, and then I imagine like what's playing in the restaurant also.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. That's my role. I'm pretty hands-on with booking DJs, and it started out really with a lot of residents of really awesome New York DJs that we love. So that's the basis, and it's kind of expanded as the word's gotten out to mostly New York DJs, but also now people from out of town that we like their music come and perform as well.
Word. And Andrea, what's your background in food?
Sure. I did a gastronomy program at BU where I studied the food, the history of food, sociology, anthropology of food. And I never thought that cooking was going to be what I was going to get into. I was always into recipe development and food photography and food styling. But as this project came to be, it just felt right to get involved in sort of curating that as well and making it feel homey.
So when you get approached and you're like, okay, you're going to be the food person for this food and music thing, is that changing how you think about the menu at all?
Well, they approached me specifically to do the food. I mean, not only because I'm Eli's wife, but because they wanted to have a Latin vibe in the space, and I'm Venezuelan, of Venezuelan descent. So I wanted to bring sort of my more tropical flavors to have it be combined with, you know, with a boozy atmosphere.
No, okay, I like all those things. Mm-hmm. That makes a party. Music in the kitchen. Are you bumping the same stuff that's in the restaurant, or do you kind of like?
Well, I'm not the chef of the restaurant. I opened the restaurant.
Okay.
I hired the chef.
So it's your menu. You hire
the
chef.
It's my menu to hire the chef. I trained everybody, and it sort of runs itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
You should shout out the chef because she's awesome. She just left, but she was really
yeah,
she's really funny. Awesome. She's moving up. She's moving away, sadly. But Susie Nguyen is her name.
Yes, yeah, Susie Nguyen. Yeah, she's an incredible. Of Vietnamese descent, Texan woman who's like 5 foot and kicks ass. She's just great.
Awesome. Badass.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right. I have one question, then we're going to go into like a food lightning round. But if I asked you to kind of compose a dish that would perfectly represent the sound of Soul Clap.
I've done this before.
Yeah.
I have. I'd say some sort of, braised short ribs or some sort of sole fillet with like sweet potatoes and some sort of coconut stew. Something with a lot of body and personality, but also easy to digest and really lovely to share with people.
Well put. All right, so let's do this. The food lightning round. I like to do this with all the guests. Usually they don't see it coming because they're not foodies, but y'all may be in a different position here. So you do live together, I'm assuming?
Yes, mm-hmm. We're married.
Yes, we're married.
Okay,
four
cool.
Years.
So what is in your refrigerator right now as we speak?
We have some watercress. We have
Blueberries.
Some blueberries, always. We have some shallots and lots of celery.
Almond milk.
Almond milk.
Eggs.
Eggs.
A bunch of cheese.
Mustard.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce. We have a bunch of vegetables. We have zucchini, carrots, celery. I'm like really trying to go down the list here.
No, you're good. You're good. You pass.
Okay, good. Thank God.
Usually the answer is like old Chinese food and like a six pack. So
We have a bottle of.
We have a bottle of Clicquot left over from New Year's.
We've been trying to drink that, but we haven't accomplished.
You got to commit to drinking champagne.
Yeah, maybe tonight's the night. Now that you brought it out, you said it out loud, so there's some accountability. All right, earliest and like best childhood food memory.
You can start with that, Eli.
Yeah, I mean, for me, my mom doesn't cook a lot, but she's always been, like, her specialty is making soups and stews. So I lentil soup or more like a chicken soup, chicken stews, always were great, you know, in the wintertime to keep you warm. This in this weather, it's the best. So I really, that's my fondest memory of food with my mother.
Cool. Andrea?
Sure. I grew up in a big Venezuelan family. And, for us was getting together on Sundays and making these massive, massive also stews, soups. Caldo de pollo, caldo de carne with yuca and plantain and, you know, all the fixings. And, you know, as my uncles were sobering up from the night before, you know, from a hangover, I was being, you know, it was like baby food. Mm. So we were all getting our baby food to start the week.
So soup has brought us together.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder how, like, if this interview was in the summer, if you might have different answers.
No, not at all. I eat soup even during the summer. I eat hot stuff even during the summer.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. You, Andrea, as I understand, grew up in California mostly?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I grew up between Venezuela and New York.
Oh,
I was
New York,
born
okay.
in California.
Got you. So you grew up in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. If I was visiting Venezuela, what's like the one thing you would tell me I have to have?
Okay, well, you wouldn't be because it's really dangerous.
True.
So please
true
don't
enough.
Go.
Not
at least
right now.
Not without a Venezuelan by your side. But if you were there, I would say go for a hike. I'm from Caracas. I'm from the capital. So I would say go on a hike to El Ávila, which is our mountain, which is we're in a valley. Mm-hmm. And that's the mountain that surrounds the city. I'd say go for a hike there. And then, you know, when you're all the way at the top in Galipán, you get a juice or you get a hot tea or you get a hot coffee or hot toddy or something. And then on your way back, when you've arrived in the city, you probably go to an arepera and get a stuffed arepa.
Yeah. That sounds good. Hopefully, like podcast listeners in the future, by the time you've downloaded this, maybe you just found us and like you're like, what? Venezuela's totally safe. What are they talking about?
Oh, I hope so.
I hope, right?
Cross my fingers.
Yeah, seriously. All right. So same for you, Eli. Let's say I'm going to Boston for the first time. What's like my quintessential eating experience?
Gotta have a lobster roll. Definitely lobster roll. Yeah. I mean, there's seafood. That's the best in Boston.
Yeah.
And lobster rolls are the cream in the crop for seafood, I think. And you know, but like I think it's Maine style is what it's called with mayonnaise. As some people like the Connecticut style with butter, and it's hard to decide, but in Boston, I think Connecticut style wins, you know.
No
doubt.
They
have great seafood over there. They really do.
Yeah, for real. I'm definitely in the mood for that right now. All right, Eli, I have a few music questions I usually ask every guest. You can take or pass these, but something I like to ask is kind of like, what's the last production breakthrough you had? And maybe it was a while ago, maybe it was recently, like something new that just kind of totally changed the game for you. Like, wow, I can't believe I haven't been compressing like that. Or,
specifically getting a UAD, interface. Mm. So there's just so many more. Now I have all these really high end plugins that are running. I was using Waves before and that was great. But it's just a whole other level with UAD. Just to be able to put so many more plugins on without slowing down the CPU, man. And that Neve emulators they have on there are just put this warmth that really sounds, I mean, not quite, but sounds almost analog.
Which one do you have? Do you have one that's like portable?
No, I have the Apollo 16.
Okay,
so that's running. That's the goal is to have that running out into a board for mixing. So not quite there yet, but.
There you go. Frustrated producers, upgrade. Upgrade, make that upgrade.
The Apollo Twin is awesome too. I mean, that's like just that's great for a home studio. It's got two ins, two outs, and it's it's perfect. I mean, you can run your little mixing board into that and then run all your plugins, yeah. Which is great.
Solid. Next one, and this I get always a range of answers for, but how do you organize your music that you DJ?
I think it's always changing. And yeah. It also depends, because I'm playing vinyl, and I'm also playing digital.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you got to have both organized, and it's very different how you organize vinyl and digital. But for vinyl, I try to, like, I'm generally having my kind of just dance music together, just up-tempo, you know, stuff to play in the club, you know, and kind of, like, put that in a range from, like, house to techno to more, or maybe from, like, more aggressive stuff to more earlier stuff. And then there's always the section of kind of funk and stuff that varies in tempo, and I keep that organized by BPM.
Yeah. Cool. That's another organized answer. I usually do. you actually have a system.
That's like a big part of the job, right? Is keeping your music organized. And I think the best DJs, I mean, like, maybe that's not true. This is like DJs like Ricardo Villalobos, who are like just like records everywhere and just grabs something that seems completely random, puts it on the turntable, and it's magic.
Yeah.
But for me, at least, it's like I think the organization is it's an important part. I feel like when I'm organized and on top of my music collection, then I play better sets.
Mm. All right, last music question. Your dream vocal collaborator?
Oh, man. I would have said R. Kelly up until recently, but...
Heard that.
That's a real heartbreaker, man.
Heard that, yeah.
Gosh, Aim High, Stevie Wonder.
Okay. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Stevie Wonder, no doubt. And very possible, so...
Amen.
Yeah, right? All right, so before we wrap up, I do want to hear a little bit about the new Wolf and Lamb space, which I've only heard about, but I know there's some exciting things in store there.
Yeah, I mean, it's called Marcy North, so kind of in the tradition of the old Marcy, but in a bigger space that they actually own now, so they're not going to get chased out by greedy landlords, at least for a while. We'll see. I mean, there's other long-term plans for the space, but it's going to be we should get a good chunk with Marcy North, and it's, you know, collaboration between them and Denise Cartel. And Denise has already built this incredible light installation there for New Year's Eve that's staying up now that, I don't know, if you were in the old Marcy, there was that cool, like, kind of, like, constellation of LEDs in the ceiling. Well, this is, like, way beyond next level. Yeah.
Wow.
It's so incredible, and you can stare at it for hours because Denise is a mathematician, so she's programming her own algorithms of how the LEDs move in this piece. So it's never repeating.
Mm.
So the whole, you know, New Year's, we were there for, 12, 15 hours, however long we were there.
We were not staring at the spaceship for 15
hours. Not all 15 hours.
I definitely stared at it for at least 1 hour straight at one point. But it's really, I mean, that's incredible. And they're, you know, they're going for a little more mature vibe now. So they have brought a grand piano in.
Wow.
And they're actually having live musical performances to open the nights. And then you know, them DJing and then other guests from the crew and our extended family around the world. So it's great. And it's actually members. It's not members only now, but there's a membership program. So you can be a member and then you get a bunch of benefits, and it's really trying to, like, solidify that community.
Well, that sounds great. And listeners, if by some chance you don't know what Wolf and Lamb is, just use the internet and do your research, and then you'll be caught up to speed. But definitely something you want to get up on.
Brooklyn Staples.
Staples indeed. I mean, I just want to know if there's anything else on the horizon for both of you, kind of like food and music plans, food or music plans, dinner plans. I don't know.
Sure. What's,
we got a lot.
All of the above. Yeah. So... we're working on something titled the DJ Cookbook, as you know, and it's like a three-phase project. So we're doing a dinner series that we're starting February 1st at Black Flamingo, a private event, with a chef and a DJ. We're going to have Jacob Boehm from Snap P Catering in North Carolina, and Ryan Cavanaugh, Slow Hands, from Vermont. DJ and chef collaborate and create together a menu and a DJ set. So we're really excited for that.
Yeah, it's really like the idea is that it's like from inception, you know, we're pairing them together. So it's not just like a menu and food paired. It's like they plan creatively the entire dinner.
Which is great. We're putting strangers together to communicate and get their vision across. And they're both, you know, quite anal and, you know, and like excited and, you know, really... they have ideas as to what it is that their art should look like. So it's really fascinating to see this come to fruition. I'm really excited. So we're starting with that. We have a digital zine titled as well, The DJ Cookbook, where I'm going to have a bunch of wonderful writers hit up DJs, hit up chefs, and get stories on this, the intersection of food and music. And then we're doing also, we're filming our pilot right now. So, yeah. So
we're filming our pilot right now.
Right now.
Out to the crew in the studio, yes.
So, yeah, it's really exciting. We're doing all of the above. We're just, we're trying to combine our lives. And this is what we love to do.
I think there's so much about, you know, DJ culture that's just like, oh, party, crazy. I think there's, especially as we get older and, you know, our friends get older, there's so much more depth to the cultural side of what DJs are into. I mean, it's great, you know, with your show here. I think that's a big part of, like, you know, shining
the
light on that.
And Heritage Radio in general is just such a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you.
But I mean, to really, you know, use DJs as cultural guides, and as to really to have an actual guide tour of a city from DJs' perspectives, because they have, they're, you know, they know all the hot spots and a lot of people involved in different nightlife and especially food. I mean, a lot of DJs are foodies. So.
Unbelievably true. I mean, the thing I do when I go to a city is, like, you go to the best bar or restaurant, make friends with that bartender or server, and you're like, what's good? What do I do?
For life,
That journey will just take you everywhere you need to be in any city, in any place.
Sure.
So, I mean, like, hospitality and food definitely, like, the epicenter of that. For sure. And, I mean, you guys are doing it well. So many people are trying to do the food music thing, but both of you are more than qualified to pull this off.
Thanks.
And pull it off.
Thank
well.
You.
And
Amen.
It's really exciting, and I'm really honored to have you both here. So if listeners want to follow you and keep up with all the things going on, mm-hmm. what's the best place to do that?
For SoulClap, it's soulclap.us. Or we have our crewlove.us is kind of all the music from us and Wolf and Lamb and our collective of artists. And then for the DJ Cookbook, it's the djcookbook.com, which we're softly launching. So there are some articles on there, but bear with us as we grow and figure all that out.
Sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And I have to thank you personally for all the times that I've DJed and had a difficult room and been like, I don't know what the fuck to do with these people. And then you put a SoulClap record on and it kind of like recalibrates and you're like, okay, cool.
Awesome.
So thank you for that. Thank you guys both so much for joining and for the music.
Thanks for having us.
Again, the show is on heritageradionetwork.org live every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, available as a podcast for free. So if you like this, definitely go check out the back catalog. A lot of incredible episodes. We will be back next week, as we always are. Again, I'm Jack Inslee for heritageradionetwork.org. See y'all next week. Peace.
Full service.